Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Students looking for relief, former students with debt looking for relief, are seeing some more concerns with what President Biden had been trying to do in giving them some student loan relief. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Menina.
It sounds like, you know, he did extend things, but as far as his loan relief plan, that is once again facing setbacks in court.
It is. And I think this is one of those cases that shows where politics, policy, and the law may not all align. I mean, it was good politics for the Biden administration, but it wasn't necessarily good policy. And obviously, if the courts continue to reject the plan, you start to feel like at some point you have to give it up. You have to acknowledge that maybe you don't have the authority to do this. And then you take kind of the controversy around the whole policy itself. And even within the Democratic Party, you have folks like Amy Klobuchar and Angie Craig being lukewarm on the idea of canceling student debt. Some of the polling and research said that when asked what people would do, they said they would take vacation or they would, you know, plan a major purchase, like home furnishings or something like that. So I think the question about just how many people need the student debt relief is a legitimate question. That doesn't get to the matter of the court of whether or not the administration has this kind of authority. And if they ultimately don't, then, you know, this will be a charade about nothing.
We're following what's happening in the Minneapolis public schools. They could run into what they're saying is a financial crisis in the years to come here in just the short term. And this is it could be a financial crisis without the COVID relief funding when that runs out. What are all the ramifications around this? We're talking to the school board chair in the next hour, but it is a very serious situation for a district that's been hurting and with declining enrollment.
Vanita, you're exactly right. And I think it's really interesting how quickly this has become, quote, a crisis. But all the signs were there that this is the way the district was headed. You bring up declining enrollment. I mean, I have every time I've talked to somebody about this privately or, you know, in my role, I've said when customers aren't coming through the doors, you have to start to make some changes. And while the district has kind of gone around the edges and made some changes, you can't sustain a school district the way in which they've tried to sustain the school district. And I think, you know, I think it'll be interesting that once the legislature convenes, how Minneapolis fits into, quote, the formula of schools, because they already have, you know, they already get more money per pupil based on the formula. But the way I read it was that, you know, they would need 20,000 more students to make the numbers work. And they're just not going to get those students. So I think it's time for an overall reform of the Minneapolis school system. I think that there's probably going to be a lot of, interest in that. And I just think, you know, maybe the school board has to figure out the will to kind of start over and start with what you have versus what you want to have.
And again, in the next hour, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the Minneapolis School Board Chair and ask her some specific questions about this. Blois, I wanted to get your thoughts on New York City Mayor Eric Adams' idea and he's facing some backlash for it, to just move it and it involuntarily hospitalize homeless people. When you hear that, you just think you're just going to grab people and put them in the hospital without their choosing. Some people support it. Others say that he just doesn't get it.
Well, I think it's dangerous to, you know, do things against people's rights. But I think that the issues that you know, drive homelessness, mental health, addiction, are serious, and they need serious attention. Privately, I had told the Walls administration months ago that you look at the encampments and you have to start to tackle the underlying issues aggressively. They've now named somebody in charge of addiction, you know, to really try to tackle some of this. But Vanita, there's got to be a better approach. And there's got to be a better approach than just grabbing people and saying, you know, you're going to the hospital and we're going to try to fix you too, because it seems to be a small violation of human rights, in my opinion. But I'm not a lawyer, Vanita.
No, you're not. And neither am I. But yes, you're right. There's something that needs to be done. And the acknowledgement of mental illness is very important within the homeless population. Thank you, Blois. Appreciate it. Have a good day and a good weekend. We will be listening on Sunday morning, the Sunday Take from 9 to 10.
We're going to deep dive on marijuana legalization.
Oh, good topic. I'll be listening. Thanks so much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.